Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thanks again. Hallelujah, we're eternally grateful that you've translated us into your kingdom, brought us back into the family, back into the pure love that you always had for us, and back into your presence and your destiny, the plan that is laid out for our lives. Thank you, Lord, and so we can be joyful. And joy is only found in this kingdom, in fellowship and in thanksgiving, as we just wake up afresh and to hear from you and be moved by you and to experience you. And we appreciate this better, new, perfect, pure love, kingdom realities in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. So we're going on here with Titus chapter 1. And we're just doing two scriptures. And it's, 15 to 16, the two last in the chapter. It says, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. For both their minds and their conscience is defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for all good work. So we can see here, you know, there's purity. And purity is what we need to take hold of. And what we need to take hold of, this purity, this goodness, this love, this amazing kingdom, amazing God, as I've already prayed about, that's got amazing purpose. It's a gift, is life in every way. And that's also inheritance, your destiny, your name written in heaven. And that's got to become a reality to us. That's we've got to be pure in spirit, so we're born again. But it says, you know, when we just get born again, it says that we, in the spirit, we are righteous, but our body is still dead on account of sins. But it doesn't stop there, quoting the scriptures in Romans 5. But the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. So this purity that's in heaven for us, it's got to be taken hold of, the fellowship of the Father and Son, kingdom realities, angels, your name written in heaven. That's all got to come, and it comes to you in the spirit. And then as you draw close to God, you start waking up, desiring the pure spiritual milk. There we see purity again. And then the pure spiritual realities is what gets our heart to pump. It's our will. And then it's got to become our intellect, our thinking. So purity there. And then that purity must come in staying in that highway of holiness, on the pure path, on the plan of God. And then what is happening is our attitude, our body, our attitudes and our actions and our spirit is all coming in line with our destiny, our birthright. Amen. And so everything is pure. And then what will lose this people that's conscience are defiled and they detestable, disobedient, unfit for every good work is when we're still in the world, when we are not born again. We come into this world with a clear conscience, but then our conscience gets drawn into the darkness. Amen? Lies and deception are all around us. And then the spirit at work in disobedience takes hold of us. So our attitudes and our actions all become disobedient. We become weapons of unrighteousness. But praise God, when we're born again of the Spirit, of the water, and the gospel of our salvation, we wake up, the good news wakes us up, and we come into the kingdom, and then we're in the kingdom, and we can see the kingdom. So that's the reality. We got that beautifully in Hebrews 12 from verse 22. We have come, not going to come. Hold on to the word. Believe the word. Don't believe the feelings. Don't believe the deceptions that are preached many times out there. Stay on the word. You've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of the living God, right? Later on, you can see it's speaking about the kingdom. We have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And there we got angels. There we got the Father. There we got the church of the firstborn. And what's the church of the firstborn? It's those whose spirits have been made perfect. That's us, guys. And then there's our name. That's where. And where's our name come from? From the leading of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He speaks and we listen to him. So guys, be on fire for the Messiah, too busy with the pure, the beauty, the goodness. If you look around the world and you're not setting your mind on things above, then you're being defiled. So you can't not see the things, and we need just to be aware of them, but then go on and find answers for the problem, light for the darkness. Sin is missing the mark, and the world is caught in sin, and there's a lot of people proclaiming you should be loving this one and hating that one, and you should be drinking this and not that, and you're eating this and not that. All those things are, it's just keeping you playing around. You get to your God and do what your God says, because, I mean, Ephesians chapter 2 speaks exactly about that. We were children of wrath with defiled conscience and minds, but God loved us, died for us, set us free, so that in the time to come, it's now when we're in the Lord, we're there to experience that goodness, because you've been saved by grace. It's a gift. What is grace? The divine influence in God's heart. The beauty of his love for you and the plan for you. Why? Because you are his workmanship for good works laid out for you. Amen? Predestined. All this was predestined. Grace is the predestined love, faith, heart of God, plan of God, the beauty of God that is available for all his children. And mankind is his children. So go tell people out there so they can come into this glorious light. Amen.